Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
The Pentagon is missing $85 million worth of F-35 parts. The F-35, that's a really, 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 really good plane. It's like super duper good. Like, awesome. And the Pentagon cannot account for $85 million worth of parts. And no one's going to lose their job, guys. No one is going to lose their job. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Now, this, to me, ties into this story about F-16s going to Ukraine. President Biden giving the go-ahead to allow allies to supply F-16s to Ukraine in their fight against Russia. The F-16 is nowhere near the capability of the F-35 strike fighter. An F-16 can still do a lot of damage. By allowing the F-16 to go to Ukraine, we have given the go-ahead now to a different level of arming of Ukraine. When Poland wanted to give over some planes, I said at the beginning, go ahead. They're their planes. Give them the planes. Learned a little bit since then. What are we saying when we give the planes? Well, one of the things we're saying is that we'll train you on the planes. And this became a real problem for me. Training people on planes means being in theater and training them. It doesn't mean, hey, come by the office. It'll take 30 minutes. It's like a simulator. Next thing you know, you're flying like Maverick. It's all Top Gun. And oddly enough, the Russians chase you. It's super. Oh, yeah. You are absolutely, totally going to get Jennifer Connelly. Oh, that's going down. You're going to make that happen, son. That's the way it works right there. Congratulations. And good on you.
Yes.
So first, these people have to be trained. And that training's real. And that training puts us in a precarious situation. But secondly, it is about providing Ukraine with American hardware. Doesn't matter what nation provides the F-16, it's American hardware. As Major Mike Lyons, retired United States Army, pointed out extremely well, and I've been thinking on this for days, he's right, he wins the argument. Once you provide them the hardware, and the F-16 is parked somewhere in Kyiv, you're saying that Ukraine is going to become a member of NATO. And I do not agree with the largesse of NATO. I don't agree with all these nations being part of NATO. This was a mistake. Once you're saying it, though, you now have a responsibility to protect the product. Because it's actually about protecting American safety, strength, and security. You cannot let these jets get into the wrong hands. So where the hell are $85 million worth of parts for the F-35, which is, I'll use my terminology, military guys, don't get mad at me, a pretty solid generation ahead of the F-16. We're talking a much different level of skill set in this jet. How is it possible that these are missing? And right, the proper terminology is that the Pentagon can't account for them. They could all be sitting in a storeroom somewhere. Tommy put a blanket over it. I didn't see it the first time. Tommy, what'd I say about putting blankets on things? Don't do it. That's right. Don't do it. I can't see it. All right, what do you want? I'm going to look under every blanket. I'll be here for hours. Where are the parts? It's bad enough we left billions of dollars of hardware behind in Afghanistan. The issue is not that those weapons will be used against us as those weapons, as those jeeps, as those tanks. The issue is, what do the Chinese steal from those things? The Chinese don't build anything. They steal everything, and what they build is crap. They're the Chinese. They're communists. And everybody understands we're talking about the party, not people, right? The party cannot build anything because communists cannot build anything. And if you want proof, let's go over to Russia. What has Vladimir Putin ever built? What has he built? What has been created through their system? An opportunity to really change. They didn't take it. What have they built? The late Senator John McCain referred to Russia as a gas station masquerading as a country. It's an unbelievably accurate line. It's dead on. They have natural gas to export. They have fertilizer to export. They have food to export. They have nothing else that they actually create. What do you think they need the Donbass for? They don't even create people. They don't create people. They have a massive population problem. They need the Donbass not only for the land, not only for the natural resources. They need it for the people. You want to get into China's population problem? Decades of a one-child policy? Decades of drowning your little girls in the river? And now you wonder why you can't make any babies? You don't have enough women to make the babies. You killed them. And while you as a government may have stayed communist, the people have learned that, hey, buying things is fun. I'd rather spend my money on things than on babies. And I don't need 7 kids now to tend to the field. So maybe I'll only have 2 or 1. China has real problems as well. But I don't want them getting a hold of our hardware. And if you ask me, Tony, why are we talking about this and not DeSantis raising $8.2 million in the 24 hours after he announced for president? Because there's a big wide world. And these things are happening. And if we don't talk about them, holy hell, who will?